Hold on a second. Looks like there's an error. Let's try again. Okay, we're live. Welcome to another Nacho Tuesday, everybody. And today I have Ada here with Bench Accounting. And without further ado, we'd love if you could introduce your company and what do you guys specialize in?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So we are Bench Accounting. We are a bookkeeping and tax filing service supporting small business entrepreneurs that traditionally get left behind by the accounting industry. Yep. Bookkeeping, full stop, is a low margin product. So most accountants don't actually want to spend their time doing the books for small businesses. Instead, they typically offer that year-end cleanup, leaving you without financial insight throughout the year. So at Bench, we believe that no business owner should spend their evenings and weekends poring over bank statements, payroll documents, merchant reports, and countless receipts at the dining room table to compile their financials. We pair a real human team of bookkeepers with simple, intuitive software to do that for you.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of SMB owners, you know, they probably stand to save the most and really need to save the most with their operational expenses and kind of understand where all the cash flow is going and everything like that. But consequently don't have enough time for it too. So that's where a service like you guys really come in to be handy for them.
Absolutely. Yes. Every entrepreneur I speak to is wearing far too many hats, and yep, bookkeeping constantly falls to the wayside.
Yep. Yeah. And you got to know your numbers in your company too, but you know, not a lot of, a lot of founders want to be growing and building as opposed to pouring through books. Wait, so tell us, how did you get to where you're at in your career? Tell us more about your position over there at Bench Accounting and what kind of led you down this path to becoming a part of the Bench Accounting team.
Absolutely. So I lead partnerships here at Bench Accounting. I'm senior director, but I got my start as an entry-level sales rep, knowing nothing about sales and certainly nothing about the complexities of navigating the US tax system and what the heck bookkeeping is. I actually remember on my first sales call, I spoke to a lawyer who was asking me about all these like intricate details about trust accounting. And I was like, frozen with fear. But I got over it. I learned. And I've been working at Bench for almost a decade and have been supporting small business owners throughout that time to really navigate their bookkeeping and tax filing needs. And honestly, I'm really passionate about this space because I can help people, and specifically entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are the backbone of our society. You all drive the economy. And what I hear from folks like you all the time is that you didn't start your business because you're passionate about back office tasks like that are required by the US government, like bookkeeping and taxes. And you also don't know what you don't know. Like, rarely do I speak to business owners that actually studied accounting in school. Yeah. And this impacts how you use and prepare your financials.
Yeah, that's a great point. So how many years have you been at Bench Accounting?
Coming up on 10.
Oh, wow. 10 years. Wow. That's nice. Well, yeah, it sounds like you're doing the right thing over there. So I guess it's tax season again, you know, everybody's favorite phrase. I guess what is important for SMB owners to keep in mind when they're preparing their taxes this time of year?
Yes. Okay. This is such an important topic. So first things first, I want to acknowledge that taxes feel scary and confusing for a reason. Straight up, the US tax filing system is complicated for a reason. People pay more in taxes and penalties than they need to, oftentimes just to make the problem go away. The IRS is also a revenue generating organization. They're bringing in over $4 trillion a year. So there's an incentive for governing bodies to make this system hard to navigate for business owners because they generate revenue from this complexity. Mm-hmm. So in short, the system is rigged, and it's worth calling out, this is not business owners' fault. The system just isn't great for supporting people to do what they love. And there are very real consequences to doing this wrong. And this is how business owners fall behind or pay way more than they need to. Entrepreneurs fall through the cracks because the IRS wants you to. So a few things I would call out for this tax season for any business owner watching this. If you're doing it yourself, you're going to need to make sure that you understand at a minimum what is expected of you, what forms to fill, what to pay, and when. Then to make sure that you're not paying more in taxes than you have to, make sure you're capturing every single transaction from 2023. Yes, even that Amazon purchase that you made for your home office on your personal credit card, because that's a deduction. Mm-hmm. And if that sounds like a lot, please know you're not alone. Yep. Most business owners try using a DIY software when they start the business, even if they don't know the first thing about bookkeeping. And this is the default because, again, accountants often don't want to spend their time doing the bookkeeping every single month for small business owners.
Yeah, and it's so powerful just to get it set up initially and run everything through a credit card that connects directly to your bank account, obviously, and runs directly in your bookkeeping services. Don't be paying everything with cash, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep those records. Also worth calling out, there are some dates that you need to be aware of. So if you're an S Corp or your partnership, March 15th is the deadline you should be planning for. And be realistic about how much time it takes to actually go back and complete your 2023 bookkeeping, whether you're doing it yourself or you have someone else doing it for you. If you're a sole prop or a C Corp, April 16th is the deadline that you're working against. That's also the date that your quarterly taxes are due if you are paying quarterly taxes for your business. And if you file an extension, if you're planning to file an extension, you still need to file those forms by those March and April deadlines. And you still need to pay that day because filing for an extension just pushes that payment, or sorry, that filing back. The payments, estimated payments are still due on either March 15th or April 16th.
Yep. And I guess what other kind of pitfalls does the IRS have set up that a lot of businesses overlook that gets them into gets them into hot water, so to speak?
Yeah. So I see these missed every single day when I'm speaking to small business owners. Some common deductions that are just missing are merchant fees. So if you are working with a merchant like Square or Shopify or Stripe or Amazon, you'll notice that they're often taking their fees before depositing that revenue into your bank account. That means that you're only seeing the net revenue that they've collected on your behalf hitting your bank statement. So you actually need to go in to that merchant platform, download those reports, gross up your revenue, and then capture their fee as a separate merchant fee expense. That's 100% tax deductible. You need to make sure that you're capturing that so you get that deduction, and also so you don't risk under-reporting your revenue, which is always a red flag to the IRS. Another one folks miss out on all the time is interest. So the interest that you pay on a loan or a line of credit or your credit card, that's actually tax deductible. That's 100% tax deductible. So let's say you're paying $5,000 to pay down that loan this month. You want to make sure that you're splitting that transaction apart into how much is paying down that principal balance owed versus how much is just interest. And we know that they love to charge a lot of interest. And make sure you're capturing that as an interest fee expense on your income statement. That's going to reduce your tax liability.
Any other ways that you see SMBs missing out on where they could be saving with their tax balance?
Yeah, another one is just missing out on business transactions on personal cards. I see this every day. Business owners often just forget about them or don't want to go through the hassle of actually downloading their personal bank statements, going through and highlighting or breaking out each and every one of those business transactions to then add them into their business books. Yep. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. Every single dollar that you're spending for your business, regardless of what account it's happening on, needs to be captured because that's going to reduce your tax liability.
And what about, you know, with the advent of remote work, a lot of companies now, especially SMBs, you know, foregone the whole commercial real estate aspect, and they're just, you know, their teams are distributed working from home. Is there any opportunities there for an SMB owner to maybe write off the space that they're using for running their business?
Absolutely. So home office expenses can be deductible. It's dependent on your corporate structure. So you're going to want to make sure that you are working with your accountant to figure that out and optimize for those deductions. But if you are structured correctly, there's the opportunity to even write off some of your monthly utilities, even your mortgage payments, depending on how much your home office space is taking up as a proportion of your total home space.
Very cool. And then what about a lot of founders, especially early stage, might have a problem with this, but you know, maybe some of the dinner expenses and some of the some of those entertainment expenses, I guess, for clients, and being able to manage that appropriately without throwing a red flag, obviously, where, you know, hey, buddy, a big portion of your revenue is going to all these dinners with investors and everything. How do you help people not cross that line and kind of manage their expenses better and still be able to write off some of the stuff that actually matters?
Yeah. So this is one of those interesting things, because of course the IRS is never straightforward. There are different rules associated with meals. So if you are taking a potential client out for a meal, that's going to be considered business meal expense. That is typically just going to be 50% tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to want to do is actually keep a record of that dinner. So like just keep the receipt, even if you paid with your credit card, and just write down who you were meeting with and what you were discussing. You want to keep that in case of audit, and then you'll be able to write off 50% of that overall purchase. But if you have, let's say a team dinner in the office, that's actually going to be 100% tax deductible. So you're going to want to work with an accountant or a professional to make sure that you understand how to optimize those expenses. So when you do make those purchases, you can write the most off possible to reduce that tax liability.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people probably don't even know that. The difference between, you know, doing a business dinner out at a restaurant as opposed to having a dinner in for your team, and what the difference is between the write-off capabilities there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I guess what is the correct way to file taxes? You mentioned a couple of dates that companies, depending on the type of the company, have to keep in mind. Is there a better way to do it? I mean, do you recommend people getting it done like first thing in January, or is it okay to wait until the last minute?
I mean, it's okay to wait until the last minute. The key thing is you want to make sure that you have a plan in place and that you are keeping all of those deadlines. You're just keeping on track for all those deadlines. So like, of course, there is the actual federal filing deadlines of the March 15th, April 16th. But then if you're working with contractors, you also have to keep in mind you need to file those 1099s by January 31st. Same thing with filing your W-2s, sending a copy both to those independent contractors and employees and to the IRS. So my recommendation is always keep a calendar with all these deadlines and make sure you're working with a professional to plan accordingly. You don't want to be in a situation where you're scrambling last minute to put all these books together. That's where deductions are missed, and that's where you're going to end up filing more than you need to, or filing late and incurring those fines and penalties.
That's a good point. Has there been any recent developments with IRS filings over the last few years that business owners should be aware of? Obviously, we've had two different presidencies and a lot of back and forth with the tax structure and everything. Is there anything there that SMB owners should keep in mind and be up to date about?
I think the key thing is, because tax law is so nuanced and it impacts different entity structures differently, you got to speak with an accountant. If you're not working with an accountant now, reach out. Even if it's just like a consultative call, even if you don't want to use them for your actual filing, and make sure that they are walking you through your individual situation to make sure that you understand how all of these various changes and likely upcoming changes with the elections coming up could impact your business.
That's a great point. So I guess what other tips would you offer for any other exemptions? You know, we're trying to get as much information out of you as possible. We have a lot of SMB owners that tune in for a show, and we'll see this content afterwards as well too. But is there any other nuanced exemptions that business owners should be aware of?
Yeah, the way that I would think about it, or the way that I recommend small business owners proceed, is think about what kind of questions you should be asking. So if you're working with an accountant, it often happens in a black box. Like, you hand off some reports and documents to them and they work some magic and create that tax return. Mm-hmm. You don't really have insights into the process and categorization. You just kind of trust that it's happening. Yeah. So my recommendation there is, like, book a call and actually ask questions about how they are maximizing your return. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that tax season is the playoffs for accountants. There's a national shortage right now. So get that call booked in now, or book a call in with Bench. We're happy to help. If you're working with a bookkeeper, you want to be particularly cautious and curious. There are some incredible bookkeepers out there, but there's also no accreditation to be a bookkeeper, unlike an accountant. So you want to make sure you ask questions to get confident that they know what's best for your business and are truly maximizing your returns. So you're getting all the deductions that you are entitled to. So ask them about those merchant fees. Ask them about how they're collecting and breaking out your interest. Ask them about those business meals. This is all to make sure that you're not paying more in taxes than you need to. And if you are doing the bookkeeping yourself, and there's a lot of folks out there that are doing that, some people love doing the books themselves and are confident in their accounting knowledge. So if that's you, all the power to you. My only ask there is make sure you're staying on top of the U.S. tax code. There's 7,000 pages of it. It would take a week to read.
To summarize it.
Yeah, absolutely. Take training on how to use your DIY software. So if you're using QuickBooks, go through all those QuickBooks tutorials. It's worth it. And if you're working with an accountant, make sure that they have agreed to do a high quality review of the books that you're preparing. So again, you're not missing out on those deductions.
Yep. What are your thoughts on it? Is there any credits available? Like I know there's R&D tax credits for companies that they can take advantage of. You know, can you explain maybe what that opportunity is and maybe some other tax credits programs that might be out there that a lot of SMB owners might not be aware of?
There are a ton. Again, I'm going to recommend that you speak directly to an accountant to figure out what you are eligible for. But the R&D tax credit is one that we're actually sending out to all of the folks that are working with Bench right now to make sure that they take advantage of that credit. Another program that many business owners took advantage of, but are also working through whether they need to repay those payments or not right now, that you should speak to an accountant about, is the PPP program.
Yep.
They extended those deadlines to make sure that you like filing the relevant forms to see whether you're eligible to forgive those payments. Yep. So that's another one you want to make sure that you are just optimizing for so you can save as much money as possible.
Yeah, hopefully then take the money and dump it into crypto or whatever.
Hopefully not.
That'll get you in trouble. That's a red flag. I guess, what are some of your favorite books that you've read over the last year? Do you read a lot about accounting, or do you read some other type of book to inspire the work that you do?
Great question. So I'm actually usually use our Bench blog. We have a team of in-house accountants and writers who are constantly producing material to make the IRS tax code actually understandable. So that's my go-to for all this knowledge. Mm-hmm. But my favorite books the past year that I've read, The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle, really talking about how to leverage practice in your team to build skills and unlock greatness. And another one worth calling out is The Partner Hacker Handbook by Jared Fuller. Great book about how partnerships impact the overall revenue ecosystem.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think we have a big partnership-led growth motion over there, hence, you know, the webinar that we're doing today. So now kind of promoting your guys' business, you know, we're all talking about taxes here, but because of that, a lot of people are hearing about, you know, the great services that you guys offer, and also, you know, Nacho being a great place to find partners like you guys as well too. So I guess with that said, what's one thing potential customers should know about why they should choose Bench Accounting over maybe one of the other options that might be floating around out there on the web?
Yeah, great question. So if you are looking for personal hands-on support to pay the least amount of taxes possible, this is what we do. We are the largest bookkeeping service in North America. We know how to do this right. We have a professional team that we train in-house to do this for you. They'll even file your taxes for you if you don't have an accountant that you love. If you do have an accountant that you love, great. We'll just take care of the bookkeeping. And we go the extra mile to hunt down every single deduction possible so you aren't paying a dime more to the IRS than you have to. You also have unlimited access to your team with unlimited communication for a flat monthly fee. So one, that's easy to budget for, but two, you know you have a team supporting you throughout the year whenever you need it. And we do this for you every single month, so you always have the financial information you need to make confident business decisions. We do this for thousands of customers every single day.
Nice. And what do those plans start at by any chance?
Yeah. So just plain bookkeeping is $2.99 a month. If you want bookkeeping and tax filing, it's $4.99 a month.
Yeah. Pretty much just the exemptions alone and the write-offs, you know, you guys will save people more money than they're spending for the service.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I guess what's next for you guys over there at Bench Accounting? Do you guys have any exciting new features coming out or is there another non-tax related season that's going to be big for you? SMB?
Next up is really expanding the services that we offer to small businesses. So they have everything they need in one place. We already have some incredible partnerships with other critical small business functions like Nacho Nacho, like invoicing with FreshBooks, payroll with Gusto, banking with Relay. And my goal is making sure that every single entrepreneur gets the help that they need and the discount for each service at the right time so that they can really run and grow their business. And we also want to make these services more accessible. You know, there are massive communities in the US that have historically and systematically been left behind by financial services, particularly banking. So we're on a mission to make these more accessible and really reach these communities where they're at.
Well, I love the mission. We also have a question from the audience actually as well too. So Lewis, hey Lewis, good to hear from you. Aren't contributions to SEP simple or defined contribution plans tax deductible? If so, what are the limits?
That is a question that you're going to want to speak directly to an accountant about. And again, right now is the playoffs for accountants. So if you don't have one already, come, we can speak to you at Bench. If you do have an accountant, get that call booked in now.
Perfect. Well, there you go, Lewis. Thanks for the great question. Well, Ada, it's been a great talking with you about taxes today. I know we're getting up close to tax season here, so if there's anybody listening today that hasn't taken care of your taxes yet, Bench Accounting's here. They have a professional team ready to help you guys. You'll probably, I can almost guarantee you'll save much more money on the exemptions and doing your taxes the right way than you would spend on their service. Plus, not to mention that we also have an additional 15% cash back in Nacho Nacho's SaaS marketplace. So definitely check out what they're doing over at Bench Accounting today. And Ada, we really look forward to our continued partnership and improvements.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Cool. All right.